Democrats hold on to the Senate. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk projects the Democrats will maintain control of the Senate after Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's projected win over Republican Adam Laxalt in the Nevada Senate race. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer discussing the results in New York City Saturday night.
This is a great night. It's a great night for Democrats. It's a great night for our candidates who won, and it's a great night for America.
The December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race will determine whether the Democrats will have 51 seats in the Senate. If Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock loses to Republican Herschel Walker, then Vice President Kamala Harris will be forced to break ties. Here's President Biden at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Sunday on the Democrats' election results.
I think it's a reflection of the quality of our candidates, and they're all running on the same program. And anybody who wasn't running on what we did, they're all staying, sticking with it. I feel good, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of years.
The fate of the House is still unclear, with Republicans holding a slight edge over Democrats. Meanwhile, the Arizona governor's race is still too close to call, with Democrat Katie Hobbs holding a small lead over Republican Carrie Lake. On Saturday, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates provided an update on the vote counting process.
We continue to process through the ballots and tabulate the ballots and report new numbers. And we're going to continue to do that in a way that is moving along very efficiently and also ensuring that all these votes are counted accurately.
Republicans across the country, including Carrie Lake, have been questioning the legitimacy of that process. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The man convicted in last year's deadly Christmas parade attack will be sentenced this week in Wisconsin. Fox's Jeff Manasso has the report.
It was important for victims and their families to have it behind them, the sentencing of Daryl Brooks Jr. before this year's Waukesha Christmas Parade early next month, with Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro setting sentencing for Brooks this Tuesday and Wednesday, allowing time for victim impact statements following Brooks's conviction on 76 counts, including 6 murder charges in last year's deadly Christmas Parade attack, convictions that Brooks says he's going to appeal.
The Labor Department heading to court in its fight to stop child labor violations. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
The Labor Department's alleging that a cleaning company hired more than 30 kids ages 13 to 17 to work in slaughterhouses and meat processing plants in Minnesota and Nebraska. A lawsuit filed in a Nebraska court Thursday states that the kids worked for a cleaning subcontractor, Packers Sanitation Services, at JBS in Grand Island, as well as in Worthington, Minnesota, and at Turkey Valley Farms in Marshall. In addition to working overnight shifts, the child laborers were handling dangerous power-driven machines and caustic chemicals. Several sustained serious injuries, including one 13-year-old who suffered serious chemical burns.
A daring escape leads to a human trafficking arrest in Washington state.
Prosecutors in Seattle saying a young woman made 2 harrowing attempts to escape a vicious pimp. She was ultimately rescued by a rideshare driver who engaged in a gunfight with the man. 30-year-old Winston Burt was eventually arrested as he left a rental home accompanied by other women he had trafficked. His street name, Dice Capone, was tattooed on the faces of some women he trafficked. The woman who escaped was taken to a hospital with severe injuries.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.